Late last year, a transgender teenager named Leela Alcorn committed suicide. She published her suicide note on the internet. Leela wrote that she killed herself in large part because she did not feel supported or accepted by her parents. But what happens if parents allow their kids to live in the gender of their choice? That's the subject of new University of Washington research. Psychologist Christina Olson has just started a long-term study of more than 30 transgender kids with supportive families. It's the first study of its kind that will look at children like this 7-year-old.
So when I was little, my mom didn't know that I was a girl, and I didn't like that, and I wanted to be a girl.
This child and her mother are part of Olson's study. The mother doesn't want us to use their real names. She wants to protect her child's identity. But she does host a podcast using the pseudonym Marlo Mack. It's called How to Be a Girl.
Do you remember when Mom, when your papa and I said, no, you're a boy? I said, well, you can be a boy and just wear dresses.
Yeah, and that was really upsetting.
What happens when families like this one can get to the other side of painful denial about their children's gender? UW researcher Christina Olson wants to find out. Olson says it's a common phase for families with transgender kids.
Many of them report that when this behavior started to emerge, they actually reacted negatively, telling their kid they couldn't dress like the way they wanted, they couldn't use that term. Many of them took several years to get to a point where they realized, and often something unfortunately traumatic had to happen, like a child became withdrawn or anxious, or even in some cases self-harm was involved. I mean, these are very young kids. And finally, the parents in my study reached a point where they said, okay, like, I need to do something. And some of them have had professionals say to them, you know, you're either going to have a child who's living and not the gender you thought they were, or you're not going to have a living child. And I think that kind of experience makes a lot of parents, you know, change their mind.
We're talking about prepubescent kids here, right?
Yes, absolutely. So all the kids that start our study, they haven't had any, they haven't gone through puberty yet, though we're interested in following them during that time and after.
How early might a child express their gender identity out loud?
We've heard reports as early as basically when their kids start talking and could say words like girl and boy. So a lot of parents say 18 months, 2 years, it was pretty clear to them. That seems to, interestingly, be the same age at which other kids typically start to say, I'm a boy or I'm a girl. It just happens in these kids' case, the thing that they're saying they are is different from what their parents thought they were.
What is the line between a transgendered kid and a gender expression? How do we, as parents or anybody else, tell the difference?
Yeah, I think this is really difficult for everyone to do, and we don't have some magic test. I think that one thing that has been really important for me to understand has been that for a lot of these kids that we're talking about who are actually transgender, they have persistent and consistently identified as their gender identity. So this isn't a passing phase. This doesn't seem to be something that just crops up one day and goes away. And they importantly are saying, I am this thing. So it is not just saying, like, I like this thing that most people consider a boy thing, but I'm a girl. It is saying, like, I am a boy.
Well, let's talk about how you study. You use something called implicit measures to study gender identity in your trans youth project. What is an implicit measure and what does it tell you?
The basic idea is just take, let's say, an average little girl. If you have her do this sorting task, what you find is that she's faster to sort words like me and my and I when they're paired with pictures of little girls than when they're paired with pictures of little boys. And the research had shown that that's true of most kids. Boys show a faster association between themselves and boys, girls with girls. And so we said, well, can we use a measure like that to look at gender identity in transgender kids? And our basic finding is that using a measure like that, we cannot distinguish a transgender girl from another girl. They look completely identical, even though the kids themselves, some of these kids are as young as 5 years old, they don't even know what it is we're asking them to do. They don't know what it's tapping, but yet they look totally the same, suggesting that this identity they've been claiming seems to kind of be pretty deeply held and tapped even by these implicit measures.
So do you know where in a human being, a body or mind, this gender identity comes from?
No, I wish we did. That's kind of one of the many questions that I would like to answer, is to kind of understand why it is that any of us feel like I am a girl or I am a boy or I don't feel like I associate with either of those. And we don't know.
How do the findings that you have so far gathered from these prepubescent kids apply to kids after they hit puberty?
That's really my million-dollar question that I would like to answer, is what is the impact of being kind of allowed to live your gender identity? What is that going to do to their later life identity, their rates of depression, anxiety? Because we know that in transgender adults, those outcomes look bad. And so what we want to know is, well, is that a reflection of the fact that transgender people are extremely discriminated against? Is it that, you know, nearly all transgender adults today were not allowed to live as their gender identity as kids. So we just don't know what that's going to look like for them. Now, these are what I consider pioneers. They're gender pioneers because there aren't kids like this. There aren't adults like this who have had this life experience. So they're going to tell us, and they're going to tell future parents what that can look like in that environment.
Christina Olson is the director of the Trans Youth Project at the University of Washington. She's just started a longitudinal study of transgender kids whose families support them in their gender identities. And now a final thought from study participants Marlo Mack and her child, the daughter she once thought was a son.
Do you have any advice for kids who are transgender?
Well, if somebody keeps saying no, you're a girl, or no, you're a boy, don't give up. Just keep on convincing them. And get a grown-up if they tease you and all that kind of stuff. You don't give up on being transgender.
Do you think you would ever change your mind and want to be a boy?
No. I just want to be a girl who likes ninjas. Yeah.
That's a good answer.
Do you have any other questions?
To hear more of that family story and to see an animated video the mom made about their experience, you can visit our website, kuow.org. This is The Record.